KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's mostly clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 53. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In area news, the Adams County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest Tuesday morning of 22-year-old Jonathan Edwin Watkins, whose last known address was in Kellerton. Watkins was taken into custody at around 11:35 a.m. in Corning on a felony warrant out of Ringgold County for failure to comply with Iowa's sex offender registry. He was arrested after authorities received information with regard to his location and that a valid warrant existed for his arrest. Watkins was transported to the Ringgold County Jail. He was originally convicted in July of 2010 for enticing away a female 13 years of age or younger. News time is 8:04.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A Corning man was arrested Tuesday morning on an assault charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Department said 30-year-old Richard Alexander was charged with third offense domestic abuse, a Class D felony. He was taken into custody after deputies were called to investigate an incident which allegedly occurred earlier that morning. And a Corning man was arrested Tuesday afternoon on drug charges. 25-year-old Garrett Templeton was arrested after authorities received a call just before 6 a.m. Tuesday about a missing 16-year-old. Upon further investigation and several hours later, Templeton was allegedly found to have marijuana and drug paraphernalia in his residence. He was charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The Department of Defense on Tuesday confirmed earlier reports that a Southwest Iowa soldier who was supporting Operation Enduring Freedom had died during combat operations in Afghanistan. In a news release, the DOD said 19-year-old PFC Brandon L. Buttry of Shenandoah died November 5th in Kandahar Province, Afghanistan. Buttry was assigned to 1st Battalion, 23rd Infantry Regiment, 3rd Striker Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division, Joint Base Lewis McChord, Washington. His family was notified of his death on Monday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says a Guthrie County woman was injured during a single vehicle accident Sunday morning northwest of Stewart. Officials said Tuesday 95-year-old Agnes French of Guthrie Center was transported by Stewart Rescue to the Guthrie County Hospital after the 1994 Pontiac she was driving left the road and entered a ditch before driving through a farmer's fence line. The accident happened on White Pole Road just west of Victory Trail at around 8:55 a.m. Sunday. The woman had been traveling west on White Pole Road when she lost control of her vehicle after the car slipped onto the shoulder of the road. She suffered apparent minor injuries and was transported to the hospital to be checked out, according to the patrol. Officials say she was wearing a seatbelt. French was cited for failure to maintain control. Her car sustained $3,500 damage. Stewart Fire and Rescue, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol assisted at the accident scene. Authorities say new homecomers have found, homeowners have found what appears to be skeletal remains in the basement of a house in Sac City. The remains were found Monday when the owners were cleaning the basement. The remains were sent to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. No other details were released. And the Sac County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation are assisting in that case. The Harlan Community School District's Board of Education on Monday approved the sale of general obligation bonds, a move that will save the district nearly $419,000. During their regular meeting, the board heard a report from their bonding representative, Travis Squires, with Piper Jaffray & Company in Des Moines. Squires told them the district began talking about the sale of GO bonds back in June. Now, the refinancing not only saves the district over $400,000, it also lowered their interest rate from 3.8% to 1.4%. The district will not pay anything out of pocket. Squires said five Iowa banks, including Shelby County State Bank, United Bank of Iowa, and Farmers and Merchants, were the purchasers of those bonds. The board will take one final step with regard to the move at their meeting in December. The Mills County Sheriff's Department yesterday released a report on some recent arrests. Officials said 52-year-old Lori Lynn McChord of Glenwood was arrested at around 2:45 a.m. Tuesday in Glenwood on a charge of OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. On Monday, deputies in Mills County arrested 50-year-old Mark Edward Fisher of Glenwood on a charge of domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Last Saturday, 49-year-old Brenda Lee Russell of Glenwood was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. on an OWI first offense charge. And last Friday, 20-year-old Kyle Edwin Sharp of Bellevue, Nebraska, along with 20-year-old Drake Edward Krasmarik of Omaha, were each arrested on possession of controlled substance charges. And that followed a traffic stop on Highway 34. Sharp, Krasmarik, and Russell were being held in the Mills County Jail on $1,000 bond each. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday the arrest of a Shenandoah man on drug and burglary charges. Fremont County deputies, along with officers from the Shenandoah Police Department, executed a search warrant Monday at 111 North Center Street in Shenandoah. As a result of the search and after receiving information from an investigation that had begun over the weekend, officers arrested 18-year-old Quentin Dumler of Shenandoah. Dumler faces burglary in the third degree and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. The charges are the result of an investigation into a burglary, which occurred Saturday at Skateland in Shenandoah. Dumler was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $5,000 bond. And the Atlantic City Council is expected to act on a couple of resolutions and possibly set the date for the first reading of an ordinance changing the speed limit on a portion of West 22nd Street during their meeting this evening at 5:30. One of the resolutions pertains to approving the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the Sunnyside Park Tennis Court project. The council, you may recall, last summer tabled action on the matter, and it's expected they'll act to table the items until next January or February during tonight's meeting at the request of Snyder & Associates Engineers and Park and Rec Director Roger Herring, and that's in order to allow the city to secure the best bid prices for the work. The other resolutions pertain to the establishment of a tax increment financing policy. In other business, the City Council this evening will receive a report from the Community Protection Committee with regard to reducing the speed limit on West 22nd Street from Chestnut to Palm from 45 to 35 miles per hour. As we had reported earlier, the committee back on October 25th met to discuss a petition the city received in support of the change. Despite findings that indicate the road is capable of handling the current speed limit and a report from Police Chief Steve Green that there has not been a problem with accidents along that stretch of road, the committee, with Green's recommendation, proposes the council amend the traffic ordinance to reduce the speed limit to 35 miles per hour. If they agree to do so tonight, the first reading of an ordinance incorporating the change would be held on November the 20th. The council will also act tonight on approving a change order that adds 20 working days to the 2012 Hot Melt Asphalt, or HMA, Street Project contract with Henningsen Construction Incorporated, and that is due to Oak Creek Portland Cement Concrete reconstruction time that's used to construct sidewalk ramps for the city on a separate grant-funded project. They'll also act on a change order for the 2012 PCC Paving and Storm Sewer Improvement Project with Carley Construction that will result in a net savings to the city amounting to just over $1,253. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Obama says he'd like to meet with Republican rival Mitt Romney to discuss how they can work together. Obama, who won Tuesday's election with more than 300 electoral votes, says he's willing to work with leaders of both parties to tackle upcoming challenges. Although Democrats are holding on to their control of the Senate, a continued GOP majority in the House means Obama faces the same divided Congress in 2013 that has made it tough to enact any major legislation. Voters in Maine and Maryland have said yes to same-sex marriage. They became the first states to approve gay marriage by a popular vote. Minnesota voters have defeated a proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage in that state. Winds are already kicking up along New Jersey coast as residents in that state and New York dread another pouncing from Mother Nature. Some of the same people who were flooded out by Superstorm Sandy last week have been told to evacuate and head for higher ground as weaker storms spin toward them today. Major airlines, meanwhile, are canceling flights in and out of the New York area ahead of today's expected nor'easter. United Airlines is suspending most of its service beginning at noon. American Airlines is shutting down in New York at 3 o'clock today, and it's stopping flights to and from Philadelphia at noon. Most other airlines, such as Delta and JetBlue, are asking passengers to reschedule their northeast flights for a later date. News time is 8:12.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Fred Jr. Holtz, age 87, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fred Holtz will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Laverne Alexander, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. His daughter, Pam Steffen, age 56, of Atlantic, died October 27th at her home. Shared funeral services for Laverne Alexander and Pam Steffen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Terry Nissen, age 71, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Terry Nissen will be on today, that is, at 11 o'clock at the Cutler O'Neill Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Lorraine Anderson, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Lorraine Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Eldred Schmitz, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial service for Eldred Schmitz will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sophia Sherwin, age 102, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Sophia Sherwin will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Dwayne Nielsen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Dwayne Nielsen will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.